Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Indeed. Wow, what a day today was. I got to tell you, I'm tired. But it's a good kind of tired. It's one of those deals where you ever wake up in the morning, not get a lot of sleep the night before. I just never do anyway. But get up early because you got something you got to do. Yeah, well, Thursday, I prepped for what I had to do today. I head down to the Atlanta Motor Speedway, which is not in Atlanta. It's about 30 miles south in the town of Hampton. But, you know, call it Atlanta, right? It's about 70 miles from AAR Ranch. Let me put it that way. Went down and picked up my media credentials for today. I wasn't convinced the race was going to go off today. The weather's been so horrific here in the state of Georgia for the last 5 months, literally for 5 months, that I would have bet everything I had against it going off. But lo and behold, it wound up being the most beautiful day we've seen in almost, well, in 5 months. I can tell you that for certain. About 70 degrees and crystal clear, nice breeze, and a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful spring day to be out at the racetrack. And while I was out at the racetrack, I mission accomplished, got to meet with some of my NASCAR peeps. And I, you know, it's so important to be able to do that every year. The NASCAR Nation and Armed American Radio are the best of friends. I can promise you there is a gun in every truck and camper at a NASCAR race anywhere around the country, unless you're going to, now they don't race in Jersey, but California or any of those other, you know, Chicago or hateful places. But I'll get back to that in a little bit. But I also got to hook up with a dear friend of mine, Doug Allen, who is going to be here next. I did Spirit of Racing Radio with Doug. Doug has moved over to Fox 54 now. He flipped from radio to TV. Boo for him, but that's okay. It's really cool. And we'll be talking with Doug in a minute. He's holding onto the line. So I've got a number of things I want to cover with you today. I did go down to the race today. Didn't get to see the race because I have to get back here and do the program with you. But nonetheless, got to meet with the peeps over there and got to meet with some great folks and do some fun stuff down there with NASCAR. So that was fun. But it makes for a very long day. Tax laws and guns, what do they have to do? What do tax laws have to do with guns? Anything? Can you think of it? Can you think of it? Bueller. I'll tell you in a little bit. What does John Wayne Airport in California have to do with guns? You think about it, Bueller? I'll tell you about it in a few minutes. What if Trump refuses to concede? There's the stupidest piece I've ever seen in my entire life ever on CNN. Yeah, of course, it's on CNN, right? What if Trump refuses to concede defeat in 2020? What does that have to do with guns? I'll tell you in just a few minutes. But first, guess what? They're back. They're back. Moms Demand Action. They're back. Remember that? Boy, are they ever back. This is the time of year, wherever you live, that we tend to begin seeing orange on the Capitol steps. Like clockwork at our state houses around the country, right? You see it in your state. It doesn't matter where you live. Makes no difference. It's that time of year. Because, by all measures, state legislators are back in action. So I'm talking about when you see orange, I'm talking about the T-shirt-clad loudmouths who woefully misinformed men and women representing the gun-hating group Moms Demand Action, right? What a silly name that is, too, by the way, right? But they're masquerading as a gun safety group, whatever that means to them, right? Because like you, I'm still searching for the gun safety class they teach or even for a gun safety instructor that works for Moms Demand Action. What a silly name that is, too, by the way. For that matter, who has taught a Moms Demand Action gun safety course? Here's the note to me. Note to self, right? There isn't one. So quit looking because it's a masquerade. It's fake. They're gun control. But when I say it's this time of year, I'm referring to all the screechers showing up at the state houses to demand implementation of their version of common sense gun safety measures. Common sense gun safety measures, right? We all know what that means. They were out in the state of Georgia, right on cue, about 300 of them, according to a Fox 5 Atlanta story. Now, they had a picture that showed about 28 or 30 of them. I have no reason to doubt there were 300. I can't prove either way. So I'll just take their word for it, right? Probably not a smart thing to do, but I will. But they were out on Wednesday, February 19th. I talked about this on my daytime show. And what were they doing? They were holding up signs. They're screeching. They're chanting. common sense, gun safety. When do we want it? Now. This kind of nonsense, pure nonsense. We don't even know what common sense gun safety is. Well, we do. They don't. But what they're trying to do otherwise is intimidate lawmakers in a state like Georgia or your state, because they do the exact same thing they did here where you are. And they're trying to reflect, they're trying to get the legislators in the state to reflect their freedom-hating ways. Now, look, let's be fair for just a second. We have to. This is America. And in America, those in attendance at those rallies have every right to stand on the steps of the Capitol building and do what they do. And they have the right to do it as loud as they want. I love this country for that fundamental right that they were exercising, which includes, of course, our right to free speech and assembly, just as they demonstrated. But here's the thing that I can't wrap my head around. I have trouble because, to me, it's a disconnect when you have a group of Americans exercising one fundamental right, their right to free speech and screech, right? Speech and oh, we're going to use that. Their right to speech and screech, or screech and speech, right? Pick one. It works. I have a problem when they exercise that fundamental right for the sole purpose of limiting another. Who does that? Limiting their own rights. Try to wrap your head around this. Just color me funny, but that's always baffled me. Exercising your freedom to become less free? Yeah. Weird, right? But I digress. The Fox 5 story that I saw from Atlanta, the camera panned over to a young woman who appeared to be in her, I'm going to say, her early 30s. She looked into the lens, and here's what she said. Today, I am here to advocate for gun safety. And then that was it. That's all. Nobody asked her, what does that mean? Can you elaborate? The reporter on the scene for their annual advocacy days, which they, what they call it, didn't ask her to do that. But, of course, it doesn't take us long to figure it out, right? You see, the Bloomberg-funded rights haters in Georgia were here to oppose a bill known as HB 2, which is a constitutional carry bill that so far right now is not been granted a hearing at the House Public Safety and Homeland Security Committee. Okay, there's politics behind the scenes that I'm not going to get into all that. You don't need to know all that. What you need to know is that HB 2, the constitutional carry bill, is what they were there opposing. They were also there supporting a bill expanding domestic violence legislation that adds more people to a secret list of those who can have their guns confiscated, because, you see, it's never enough for them. We've got something in federal law called the Lautenberg Amendment, which already confiscates guns and takes away gun rights from those convicted of misdemeanor domestic violence. So if we already have that in play, what are they screeching for now? They want to be able to add more people to that, you see, because they've never met a gun they didn't want to ban and keep out of however many hands they can by using a ban. So let's just try to say, well, let's go ahead and expand it. Let's include these people and distant relatives and cousins. Who knows what they're up to? But that's what they're trying to do. And I tell you this every week. It's why you got to stay in touch with this stuff. It's why you got to join these groups. Why you got to get on their email list, right? But you see, they know our governor in the state of Georgia will sign a constitutional carry bill when one gets to his desk. And I'm hopeful that we'll have one in the 4 years that he's here. We'd better. Or we just wasted the best 4 years. In fact, we better do it in the next 2 years as far as I'm concerned, and hopefully we will be able to do that. As I said, there's politics behind the scenes that I don't want to bore you with, but in no uncertain terms, we need to get that bill. We'd become state number 16. Kentucky's working on it right now. Kentucky, you're listening. Congratulations. Dakota, South Dakota, your governor just signed it. Gotta love that. So this is the movement going on across the country. So we're hopeful that we're going to do that. And the fact is, they know that, which is why they're there. So when you see the screech fest, understand that they're there because they're afraid of us advancing our rights. Now, you may be in a state that that's not going to happen. You may be listening to me in New Jersey right now, or California, or Washington State, or Oregon, where you're having a very difficult time with some of this stuff. But here's the thing, and I want you to take away, this is what I want you to take away. Just a thought. it popped in my head when I was watching all of this, and I'm watching them, and I'm fascinated by, look at these people screaming, using this First Amendment, this incredible First Amendment that we have in this country, to scream about taking away their Second Amendment rights. Not just mine, but theirs. That made me wonder, what if a well-funded, well-oiled group of other Americans were attempting to use their Second Amendment rights to come after their First Amendment rights? CNN has a dopey piece out about this. Fascinating stuff. Doug Allen, up next, Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The self-defense shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA self-defense shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, Mike Gallagher. Thank you very much for that rejoin. Got to spend a lot of time with Mike Gallagher over the last month. He's a great guy, and I hope you listen to his program, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, Salem Radio Network, anywhere. Just look Mike Gallagher up. MikeOnline.com is his website. He simulcast the show. It's great. He's got the TV thing going on. He's a great guy. One thing before I go to my guest who's going to stay with me for the hour, and that is what I said in the previous segment to close it out. I got to thinking, can you imagine if another group of Americans used their Second Amendment rights to silence someone else's First Amendment rights? And I can hear the gun nuts, crazy gun wacko, you know, gun haters and freedom haters out there now. That's what gun nuts are to me. They're the wackos. All I can hear now is, oh, here they go. The socialists are accusing me of threatening the gun haters. No, as usual, they're dead wrong. The point that I'm making is that law-abiding Americans don't do those things. We don't use our constitutional rights to do harm to someone else, physically or otherwise. But what that does is thereby once again proves that what I tell you on this program is in fact accurate week after week. We're not the bad guys. They're going after us, the good guys, not the bad guys. Because, and this is a truism, so I'll just say it. I hate bumper sticker logic, but it's true. If 100 million Americans with guns were a problem, trust me, they'd already know it. Let's go to Doug Allen. Doug Allen, Augusta, so great seeing you today. We got a couple folks we want to say hi to today, too. Also to Bill and Dan, who were out there hanging out at the track with us. It was a lot of fun today, wasn't it? Welcome to the show, Doug.
Well, yeah, bro. It's so wonderful to catch up with you. We didn't have to go into that. But, yeah, what a weekend. And, you know, I didn't pay attention to a lot of politics this weekend because we were NASCARing. But, you know, when I hear you talk about these things, I remember what Mark Walters is all about. And that's protecting our gun rights. And nobody does it better than you, my friend. And this kind of stuff that you're talking about today is stuff that's gonna come back to bite us if we don't take care of these libtards, if they can say it on your show. I'm sick of it. You know what, Mark? You give them a 22, and they take a 22 mag. And this is what you were saying. You give them an inch, take a mile. I've had it with this stuff.
Well, it's simply getting worse. I appreciate the kind words. It's going to continue to get worse. Doug, it was great seeing you too. And who else was with you today besides Bill and
Scott.
Dan? Scott was with us today. How can we miss Scott? Yeah. Scott, great seeing Scott
again
too.
Yeah.
Can't forget about Scott, for gosh sakes. He's a staple. He's with you by your side the whole time. You guys were NASCARing it up, and that's wonderful. Listen, let me start with this because you heard my opening statements, okay?
Yeah.
Was there anything that you disagreed with what I said? Feel free to disagree with me or elaborate or put an exclamation point on it. If so, we can move on. If not, we'll move on. What'd you think?
No. Me and you, have we really ever disagreed on anything since we've known each other? I think not. No, you hit these nails on the head. And whatever state you're listening to, you know, right here in South Carolina, we're trying to get our constitutional carry passed. And, you know, we all know the same people here. And this is going to be one of our last firewalls, Mark. We got to get these things passed in every single state that can do it. And I don't care what it's going to take, but the constitutional carry thing is so incredibly important. I mean, it's funny. We were talking at the track today about a lot of stuff, and, you know, you're telling me a lot about gun stuff. And all of a sudden, I went, Mark, I don't have my gun with me. And remember how I felt naked? Everybody else, like you said it earlier, every camper and every car and everything in that car track, like, they got a gun in there. Except Doug Allen.
You know, no, that's okay. I had one. I had to use that old movie line. I got two, one for each of you. I had a second one with me. So
well,
you were
okay.
I really truly did. I did. I had a Glock 19 and a Glock 43. You were just fine. You were just wonderful and fine. But no, well, I got you thinking about it, you know, and you get to the track,
yeah,
and you tend not to think about that stuff, but. Here's the thing. You know, it's interesting. When we talk about constitutional carry, Doug, you and I have done this on the radio for a long time together.
Yes, you were an affiliate
of mine a long time ago before the station was sold, and God bless you, man, for that. But it's interesting. We talk about permits, right?
Right.
I hate permits. I hate permits. We're starting to come full circle.
Permits.
1987, Florida created the first permit, gave us this permit system. Now all states have permits. We're starting to wake up and say, hey, we don't need no stinking permits. Let's get back to the Constitution. So we're coming full circle.
Okay,
full circle,
guys.
And I love to see that.
Yeah, and let's see how this all plays out. Because like I said, I sometimes I think, and I don't know, maybe it's maybe the constitutional carry is our last firewall. I said it earlier, but we're going to have to take care of ourselves at some point, but we got to do it through the Constitution. And that's the problem we have right now, is there's people in this country that hate the Constitution. It's not us. We love the Constitution. That's what we live our lives by. But these people that are trying to become president, or whatever the heck these wacko people out there on the left are, they're a danger to this country. And we talk about how important is this next election? Is this the biggest one of our lives? You and me have done this for years.
Right.
And
yeah.
each time we do it, it becomes the next most important election. And I'll tell you what, to all your listeners, those people, I am for every next election if we can save our country, period.
We have a job on our hands.
Sorry.
No, we have a job. Don't apologize. You're absolutely correct. We have a job on our hands. I'm fascinated by when I look at the group of Parkland kids, for example, and these, you know, the gun haters,
who march
to take away their own freedoms. They march and scream to take away their own rights and erode their own freedoms. To me, now, because if you don't want to exercise that freedom, don't. But when let's go to the constitutional carry. I mentioned the screeching, the screeching moms demand action when they were jumping all over the place on the Georgia State House, and they do it all over the country. They're going to do it in your state if they haven't already yet. They will. And they'll do it over the course of the next couple months while your legislators are in action. But here's the thing that's interesting about it. Listen to this. They're actually coming after constitutional carry. Whose constitutional carry rights? Mine. Because guess what? Criminals already constitutionally carry.
I mean, in what world are these people? I have this conversation with friends, and I do work for Fox, but, you know, sometimes when we're talking news stuff or blah, 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 I'm a conservative in a liberal news media outlet. You know what I mean? You know, we're Fox News, but, you know, the newsroom is still, it's a local affair, and we're on the liberal side. And these people don't get it, Mark. They don't understand what the things that people have sacrificed for this country are to make you and I to be able to do this tonight. Now, I mean, we haven't talked tomorrow, but I get so mad about this kind of stuff. I used to get to blow off my steam with you, and you know how we used to do it. And I just don't understand the ignorance of the people that are like this. You know, go ahead, support Bernie Sanders. Okay, you want free freaking everything? Just do it. But get out of my face. And
well, Doug, Bernie Sanders has three homes and he's a multimillionaire. But there are people out there that are too stupid and fall for this stuff. Hey, listen, we're going to get ready to take a break here in just a second. I want to lead you into the break here with this. Because I asked you about John Wayne. What does John Wayne have to do with guns, and the naming of the John Wayne Airport have to do with guns? Well, I'm going to have some fun with you and with Doug when we come back, and I'm going to explain what it has to do with guns, because it has everything to do with guns. What does tax laws and people wanting a bigger tax break or the cap on being able to deduct, it's called SALT, but your state taxes from your federal tax return, what does that have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns. I'm going to tell you all about it when we come back. Doug Allen wants to know. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Hey, gun lovers, listen up. Did you enter to win your brand new gun from the USCCA yet? If not, what are you waiting for? The Gun A Day giveaway ends at midnight on February 28th. You could get up to 24 chances to win your gun daily, but only if you act very fast. It could be 24 Kimbers, 24 Glocks, 24 SIGs, or even 24 AR-15s, right? Just text the word ARMED to 87222. That's A-R-M-E-D to 87222 to enter. It's that easy, and the official rules are on the page. But hurry, these free guns won't last long. And today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. So text the word ARMED to 87222 and reveal which gun you can take home today. The bottom line is that the USCCA wants to get more guns into the hands of responsibly armed Americans like you. They're here to help train and protect the protectors. That's us. So don't miss your chance, because you can win a new gun every single day. Just text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now and get entered. Remember, you only have until midnight tonight to win today's free gun. Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me and to all the Team Penske members, crews, drivers. Love you guys. Always great to be back with you guys in NASCAR. Hey, before I get going again, I want to remind you to text the word armed, please, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. This is not going to last long. The USCCA is giving away, it's the up to, you get up to 24, get this now, 24 chances. You could get up to 24 chances to win one of 24 guns simply by texting the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. It could be 24 Glocks, SIGs, who knows, Smith & Wessons, could be AR-15s. 24 chances. Simply text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. This promotion ends on the 28th, so we're running out of time. You got 4 days. It's Thursday coming up, so make sure to participate. And, oh, you know, let me just go. I'm going to go right back to Doug. Doug, welcome back to the program, brother. I've only got you for an hour, so I'll hold some other things off. Well, actually, I've only got you for one more segment. I've got the gun box coming in at the top of at the fourth segment, so I want to run quick with you. Man. This is our longest segment. All right, I want you to take a listen to this. The John Wayne Airport. What does the John Wayne Airport have to do with guns? Let me tell you, if you don't know what's going on, listener,
A bunch
of liberals are attempting to change. They want the John Wayne Airport out in California. They want the name changed because apparently a 45-year-old interview with John Wayne, where he said some what they deemed to be racist, homophobic statements 40 some years ago.
So now they want to change the name of the airport. So what does that have to do with guns? I'll tell you what it has to do with. Because what they're now attempting to do with changing the name of the John Wayne Airport is exactly how they intend on shaming you. Now, how do I know that? Because I covered a piece, Doug, on The Daily Show last week titled Sick People with Guns, and it ran in 1994. This is a 25-year-old piece, and I want to give you a quote from, at that time, the gentleman who was the head of the National Center for Injury Prevention, which was a division, or is a division, of the National Centers for Disease Control, CDC. Take a listen to what he said. We need to revolutionize the way we look at guns like we did with cigarettes. It used to be that smoking was a glamour symbol, cool, sexy, macho. Now it's now it is dirty, deadly, and banned. And, of course, what he's talking about doing is shaming people the way we shame people who smoke and ban them and put them outside.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying. That's why this all ties together. Do you want to jump in here, Doug, please?
Yeah, because I heard this before. Believe it or not, I actually heard this particular thing you're talking about. And the first thing that came into my mind is exactly what you just said. They're trying to shame us. They're trying to shame us for what our values and beliefs are. If you want to smoke, smoke. I don't smoke. I don't care. But you have the right to do it because it's not a legal product. So don't try and put that kind of nuance on me owning a gun. And this is the BS that I'm talking about. And why do you get me riled up like this? I'm so tired of these people going after our constitutional rights, and they're wrong every single time, Mark. And you did stuff to me on purpose. And I mean, you're right. It just gets me so mad. These kind of things, these kind of people that are trying to, like, oh, there's a double standard here somehow. You can do this, but you can't do that. But it's the same thing. It's garbage, right? Or wrong? Sorry.
Well, no, you're right, and you don't apologize because I love when angry Doug comes out of the box. Angry Mark, my character, Angry Mark, pops out all the time. So it's kind of relaxing for me to sit here and listen
today,
to you.
By the way. We did that today, by the way. We were at the track about the Jesse Smollett thing, remember? We were going, GDP, look at that garbage. Well, you know, we're going somewhere else. But, you know, this show is about our constitutional rights and our right to carry arms. And these people are trying, you know, like I'm going to say it again. You take a 22, you know, we'll give you the 22, you take the 22 mag. These people will just never cease until they're going to come up at some point and say, we're taking your guns. And then, you know, it's on. You're never going to take my gun. We're not going there. But these people will try to stop at nothing to do that. And you know exactly what I mean here because you deal with this every single day. And it's so maddening to me, Mark. And sometimes, you know, Bud, I love you. We've been together forever. I don't know how you keep your sanity when it comes to this kind of stuff. Because I get too mad.
I hide it well.
Wow.
No, I hide it well. Let me do this because again, I've only got about 5 or 6 minutes. Time flies right by.
Cool.
But you're right. I hide it pretty well. Let's go to taxes for a second. Here's something fascinating to me. You have Cuomo in New York, and you have Murphy in New Jersey, and you have every other high tax state governor now screaming. Cool. Because Trump taxed the rich, and the rich are leaving their state. Now, what we mean by that is the cap on the deductions that you can take is now capped at $10,000. Well, if you live in a high-tax state, $10,000, you're paying more in tax in your state taxes than $10,000. Well, that's just stupid if you still live there and pay that kind of money. But I digress again. I'm not calling you. I know you sometimes you can't leave. But the fact of the matter is it's now the same governors who hate your guns that are now wanting Trump to reduce the taxes on the very people that they're claiming should be taxed because they're rich and aren't paying their fair share. You see how this works and how this ties. These are the same people that hate your gun rights. All of this is tied together. Doug, go ahead.
Well, you know, we can say hypocrisy, but you know what? The left is never going to recognize the word hypocrisy because they're just too in their own world to say what it really, really is in life. And it's total hypocrisy. If they say one thing, it's if we do it our way, it's hypocrisy. And guns, taxes, you guys are going to lose your little vacation homes. You know, I work very hard for what I have. And I don't really care if I lose a tax benefit for something that, you know what I mean, Mark. Why are you getting me going here? I hate it when you do this. You just get me up the wall because we had a long weekend together. And, you know, we didn't go there this time. But, you know, I guess what's important about this conversation that we're having right now is we all of us have to be so careful what's happening with our gun rights. I'm going to say it again. You know, they give up the 22, you're going to take the 22 mag. We can never let these people take another inch out of our lives, constitutionally wise, whatever you want to call it. I've had it with it, Mark. I've still had it. Look at these idiots like
well, look, Doug, real quick, you're in a what I would consider to be a fairly liberal environment over at your television station, and I know that you have to deal with that on a fairly regular basis. I want to take you here quickly from to CNN, also obviously a very, very liberal environment. It was yesterday, the 23rd, Joshua Geltzer, who's an opinion columnist, wrote over at CNN, what if Trump refuses, and this is unbelievable, what if Trump refuses to accept defeat in 2020? And he goes on to state that the U.S. military, if Trump refuses, then the U.S. military, after January 20th, inauguration, if Trump refuses to leave office, then the U.S. military no longer owes their loyalty to the president. Now, here's something for this. I believe this guy is he's highly educated. Our military doesn't pledge loyalty to any one person, only to the Constitution. The oath is to protect and defend the Constitution and enemies, foreign and domestic. So this is the crazed left thinking that we have right now. They're talking about what they already think he's going to be defeated. Imagine what happens when he wins in a landslide in 2020, Doug.
There you go, son. There you go. Well, you know, there's an expression I've lived with all my life, and it's ignorance is bliss. Then these libtards have to be the happiest people in the entire world. When do they see what hits them, and all this stuff starts coming out, when we can go more political with McCabe and all the FBI stuff, but if we can get this message out, that's where you come into the picture. I have a platform, yes, but you have a bigger platform than I do. We have to get this message out so we can save our country and save what you and I and our parents are for, everybody in our family, our lives have fought for. And
I'm
not sure what else to say to you about it.
Well, you just did. We're getting ready to take a break. And, Doug, I appreciate you calling in today. It was wonderful seeing you. I'm looking forward to joining you over on TV in Augusta, and I'm looking forward to bringing you back to the station. Thank you for jumping in here today. I do appreciate it very much. That's Doug Allen from Fox 54 out there in Augusta in South Carolina. Wonderful stuff, Doug. Thank you, brother. All right, listen, when we come back, I want to remind you that it was 74 years ago yesterday, the flag was raised on Mount Suribachi in Iwo Jima. Think about that. Think about what those men fought for. February 23rd, 74 years ago, raising that flag. Three of the six would later be killed in combat that day. Amazing history. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
Hey, gun lovers, listen up. Did you enter to win your brand new gun from the USCCA yet? If not, what are you waiting for? The Gun A Day giveaway ends at midnight on February 28th. You could get up to 24 chances to win your gun daily, but only if you act very fast. It could be 24 Kimbers, 24 Glocks, 24 SIGs, or even 24 AR-15s, right? Just text the word ARMED to 87222. That's A-R-M-E-D to 87222 to enter. It's that easy, and the official rules are on the page. But hurry, these free guns won't last long. And today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. So text the word ARMED to 87222 and reveal which gun you can take home today. The bottom line is that the USCCA wants to get more guns into the hands of responsibly armed Americans like you. They're here to help train and protect the protectors. That's us. So don't miss your chance, because you can win a new gun every single day. Just text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now and get entered. Remember, you only have until midnight tonight to win today's free gun. Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
the Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches and numb arms at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, was a recent guest on my show talking about freedom. Mike found out I was a 2-year customer of his and has offered us a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and they're machine washable and dryable. And now, especially for Christmas, Mike is offering the 4-pack, 2 MyPillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for a special low price and free shipping. He's also extending the money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Just go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358. That's 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by the Gun Box, Biometric, Keypad, and RFID Gun Safes. Quick access when you need it, safe storage when you don't. Visit thegunbox.com for more information and to select the best gun box for you. Use code AAR at checkout and get 10% off any order over $259. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. No food or drink in studio. Hold on 1 second while I take a drink of this ice water. Hold on. Because signs are worthless, aren't they? There's no such thing as a gun-free zone. I could sing you a little song on that and it'd stick in your head, but I'm not going to do it to you. But I could, but I'm not going to do it to you. But I could, but I might do it later. You never know. You just never know. The Gun Box, you just heard the rejoin. Thegunbox.com. You hear me talk about it. I have one right here, and I'm going to see if you can hear this here. I'm going to open it with my finger. It's biometric here. Check this out. I'm going to slide my finger down there. Here we go. Did you hear that? Did you hear it open? There you go. See that? And this thing is like, it's like an iPhone or a Samsung quality safe, portable safe. This thing holds my Glock 19 or my Glock 19X and my Smith & Wesson 686 Plus revolver and an extra couple magazines. And it's desktop. It's tabletop. It goes in my car with me. I used it today. I had 2 guns in it today when I was at the track in my truck. Wonderful stuff. Rob Simpson from the Gun Box joins me right now. Rob, welcome to the program, brother. I love this thing, man. This is the quality. Am I right in describing the quality like that by saying it's, you know how when you pick up like a new iPhone or something, you can feel that quality? That's what the way it feels to me. Is that a fair?
That's fair, yeah. When we designed it, that's exactly what we wanted people to feel.
I did not know that, so I feel really good about saying that. I did not know that's the way you designed it, because it really truly does. It has that almost glass, you know, weight quality to it when you hold it. So when you design this, because your stand-up one is, you got to know, this is the 2.0, right?
Yeah, we have the 2.0. We have the Echo, which is a little bit more economical, more compact. And then we got the SK-1, which is our defense shotgun stand-up rifle edition.
Now, that thing is actually a piece of art, as far as I'm concerned, because you can put that in any type of home. Let me describe it to you. You can head over to thegunbox.com, and you can see everything that we're talking about. The SK-1 Tactical is, I'm just going to say what it says on the website, and it's sleek and it's practical, and it's tactical, and it literally looks like a piece of art that can go in pretty much any type of decor. But I noticed it has what looks like a speaker on it or something. What is that?
So we actually, you know, we wanted it to be, have a lot of good form, but we also wanted it to be functional too. And so we actually put two Bluetooth speakers in there so that you can connect your phone and use it as a speaker. And then some people just think it's a speaker and versus, you know, and it's holding an assault rifle or a defense shotgun.
I love that. I love the design of the thing. On first glance, when I first saw it, I thought it was some type of humidification system, and then I read a little bit deeper into it. But it's the same quality that you get with the 2.0. Now, the Echo, when you said it's a little bit more compact, it's more compact and portable. I've got the 2.0. Let's talk about those, because I think when you're talking about a portable gun safe, that you can, because you can travel with these too, right? Have you traveled with it?
You can, yeah. We've traveled. We went to the S12 event and in Tennessee, and we traveled with our gun boxes. The 2.0 is kind of our workhorse. It's you put them side by side. The 2.0, hands down, people really like that. It's more of a home desktop model. It's got USBs on the back, so you can USB ports, so you can charge your phone. You can put Bluetooth speakers on there as well. Opens up automatically, has hydraulic lift on that, a little bit more bigger footprint. The Echo, on the other hand, is more portable, compact, good for cars, autos, RVs, boats. I travel. Usually when I travel, I take my Echo with me. And those are kind of the two differences when it comes to those. They all the innards are the same, the electronics and everything. You still got your, you got your fingerprint, got your keypad. You've also got your RFID key tags. You got wristband, rings, stickers on top of the cards and the fobs. And then it also has the audible alarm. That's the biggest feature that I think it really pushes for, keeping kids and family safe.
Explain that. That's very important. I was going to go there next, because when you're talking about a safe, you just don't want the gun to be secure and protected in it from others. But you want to know if somebody attempts to get in. Tell me how that works. I think that's a very cool feature.
So the feature we've had on it since inception in 2013 is that once you arm it and it's moved or tampered with, it has an audible alarm on it. And if it's moved or tampered with, it's plus or minus 2 degrees. It's got an internal accelerometer is what they call it, or vibration sensor. And the alarm will go off and it will only stop once you use one of the forms of opening it, whether it's fingerprint, keypad, or the RFID key tags. So that's a huge feature. What we just launched, we are launching Wednesday on our website, but we are now have smartphone alert notifications. So with an annual subscription, you will get a text or a push notification on your phone if that is moved or tampered with. So now it's just not audible in your home. You could be at work. You can share it with your wife and she can have it too, so you know exactly when it's been moved or tampered with.
So if I have a kid at home, maybe a teenager, and one of their friends comes in, and my kids are, I took the curiosity of firearms away from my kids when they were 3, 4, and 5 years old in that age bracket. My kids love to shoot. My daughter's not a big fan of it, but they know what to touch and what not to touch. But you get that kid that comes over to the house and says, oh, let's do this, and tries to get your kid in trouble. You're going to get notified if they tamper with the thing, right?
That's right.
Man, that's huge. I mean, listen, that's a life-saving feature of the gun box, frankly. And some of you live in states where there are laws. Are you selling this? That's a good question to ask. I wasn't planning on going here, but let me ask you. In states where there are laws that people have to have their boxes, their guns locked up, are you selling more? Are you seeing more sales in those areas of the gun box?
We definitely see we do a little bit more advertising as well in those because we try to push it. Hey, look, be legal, but also, have all these features that, everybody should have anyway to be notified. And so, we're seeing an increase in sales not substantial, I would say. But to be honest, I think people just, they love the look and they love the feel. We kind of call it the safe and plain sight. You know, it's not something that's just a box that you, you know, here's the reason we designed it the way we did is because my wife said, hey, you're not putting one of those square China-made boxes on my nightstand, on your nightstand. I'm not having that in my bedroom.
So, I replaced mine with this, and I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm not going to knock it because I had it for years. It was effective, but it was ugly compared to, because this is space-age cool stuff. And like I said, it looks like a giant iPhone. In the essence of time, Rob, you and I talked a couple weeks ago. We've been trying to get you on. We had phone issues last week. But we're going to put together a fun promotion for Armed American Radio listeners together here coming up in the next few days and weeks, aren't we?
We are, yep.
All right. I don't want to bust it out. I just want to let you know, listener, that Rob and I are talking about doing some very cool stuff for you as Armed American Radio listeners when it comes to the gun box. So, Rob, I'm going to leave it at this right now. We're going to do it social media on my site, your site, those social media platforms. And people want to go right now to thegunbox.com, right, and use that AAR promo code. And we're also going to be able to get it out there throughout all kinds of other social medias as well, right? So, Rob, thank you for jumping in here with me. We're going to have you on in about the next week, if that's okay. And we'll light up everybody and let them know what we're going to do. Sound like a plan?
That sounds like a plan. Appreciate it.
I love it. Rob Simpson, The Gun Box, thegunbox.com. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Don't go away. During the break, go check that out. Use that AAR promo code. And guess what? When we come back, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News is going to be here. I want to thank both my guests, Doug and Rob, in the first segment. Next, AWR Hawkins. Then we've got Andy from Kansas coming up. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.